You know, it says in the order of service, Reverend Richard speaks brief comments. It's not in my vocabulary. But I have comments that are going to be spread actually throughout this whole ceremony. So this is going to be a very different kind of service. We're going to be mixing in music and graduation and songs and message and all of it. Are we all good to just kind of go with the flow? I want to begin as the foundation of everything we're doing today, this quote by Stacy Charter. Let's go ahead and put that first slide up there and let's read it together. I think we have a first slide. There it is. Let's read it together. There comes a time when you have to stand up and shout, "This is me. I look the way I look. I think the way I think. I feel the way I feel. Love the way I love." You know, we know here at Unity that when we are strong enough to love ourselves 100%, the good, the bad, and everything in between, that we're going to be amazed at the opportunities that life presents us. Stacy Charter knew that. That was the rest of her quote. Today is that day. So how many people would be okay in this room if life got a little bit better as a result of joining consciousness today as a family? This is a day of opportunity. This is a day of growth. It is a celebration of becoming. It's our annual fly-up ceremony. You got wings? Everyone got wings today? Get them ready. It's a ceremony for our young people and young members who are moving up to a new school, to a new grade. But in truth, we understand and know that every time we come together, it's an opportunity to step up. Yes? Every time we are together, it is an opportunity to move up, to climb up to higher vibrations, to higher consciousness, to higher truth and understandings of ways of being, ways of expressing, and ways of experiencing this incredible planet we live on. So to all of you, happy, happy graduation. Say that with me. Happy. Happy moving forward. Happy growth. Happy, happy becoming. Now, we all know here in this community that growth is not about leaving behind who you were. So many people come in and say, "Well, I'm a recovering Catholic," or "I'm a recovering..." You're not recovering from anything. You are building upon the stones that your life has been built upon. And so we bring it in, we embrace it, we don't try to push it away. But there's a new understanding, a new consciousness, a new evolution that builds upon it. Growth is not about leaving behind who you were. We bless that with gratitude, but about discovering who you are becoming, and maybe at a deeper place, who you have always been. You know, we're not necessarily doing anything but waking up here today. Who's waking up today? Yeah, I did the first service. It took me about 20 minutes into the first service to wake up. But the reality is every time we come together, it's not about being saved. It's not about being fixed. It's just a matter of waking up and remembering the truth of who we are. And three quotes I want to offer graduates. Well, there's a whole bunch of quotes today, but three to get us going. I'm going to invite you to read them with me. Carl Jung says this: "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." Put your hand upon your heart and feel that. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. This is a moment of becoming. Graduation is a becoming. George Eliot continues the idea. Let's read it together. "It's never too late to become the person you were always meant to be." So I speak not only to the high school and middle school and elementary school. I'm speaking to the 80-year-old in the room and the soon-to-be 90-year-old. You are always in a process of becoming. The growth doesn't stop. We're forever stretching ourselves with new ideas. This honors the prophet Jesus. This honors the prophet Muhammad. It honors the prophet Buddha. It honors all the evolutionary spiritual teachers throughout time who caused us to keep growing. And then John Mason said this. Let's read it together. "You were born an original. Don't die a copy." How many people have ever been caught in the current of herd mentality? Group think. Doesn't the universe say, just play it safe, get into the group and follow lockstep to what we're teaching? I love being in a church where the boundaries are pushed out. Be you, shine you, sing you. And don't, not anybody that tells you from this platform, you have to think the way I think, run as fast as you can. Anybody that says you have to believe as I believe, run as fast as you can. And you know what's wonderful? Our kids are learning this. How many people wish you had learned that when you were younger? step by step by step from babies first coming in here. They're surrounded in a consciousness, and they graduate into kindergarten, first grade, second grade, middle school, high school, and into the NGU group. It's all about affirming the truth that you are accepted the way you are here. Not accepted if you change, but you are accepted as the divine light and how God chose to do business as you. And so I like to tell once in a while this story, and it gets a few laughs perhaps. But you know, there was an old story about a naturalist who was visiting a farmer, and he was shocked to find a majestic eagle living inside the chicken coop, walking around the pen with the chickens, this majestic eagle pecking at the ground for bugs. The eagle scratched the dirt and shuffled around in circles with all the chickens. Anybody ever felt you were there? The naturalist asked the farmer, "Why is an eagle living like this?" And the farmer replied, "I found him when he was young, and I raised him with the chickens. He thinks he's one of them." A lot of us grew up in a congregation, in an environment, in a family where you were told to be a chicken. Group think, herd mentality. The naturalist could not believe his eyes, and so he picked the eagle up and he placed him on a fence post. And he said, "You were meant to soar. You were meant to fly." And he pushed him off the fence post. And down to the ground went the eagle. Peck, 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 back to the chicken coop. And again, and again, and again, and again, the naturalist went higher and higher. He took him up to the hayloft. "You're an eagle. Fly." Coomp. "To the top of the barn. You were meant to ascend the skies. Fly." Shpunk. And then he realized he had to take him out of the environment of chicken nests. Anybody ever been in an environment of chicken nests? And into an environment of eagle nests. And so he went and he took the eagle and he climbed. And he climbed the highest mountain that he could find. And he went right to the edge of a cliff. And he said, "It is better that you die on the rocks below than you remain the rest of your life as a chicken." And so he threw that bird off the cliff into the air and said, "You are an eagle. You are meant to fly. You are not a chicken." And the eagle felt the air beneath his wings for the first time. Many of us in this room had somebody affirm that you were an eagle for the very first time. And you broke out of the herd mentality that said, "Just stay in my comfort zone. Don't grow. Don't stretch." He spread his wings to the wide air and he claimed the sky. That's the work that we do here. Sometimes it's profound. Sometimes it's simple. Sometimes it's up here. Sometimes it's down with the kids. But every time there's a little bit more good on the planet as a result of that challenge and that stretch. Meister Eckhart says this, and I think it's important we know this together. Become aware of what is in you. Announce it, pronounce it, produce it, and give birth to it. And do not ever make apology for shining it. Courageous, more creative, more beautiful, more powerful than we have ever believed. How many people can remember that moment when you woke up? Maybe it wasn't just one time, it was 100 times. 1,000 times, it's this moment. When we wake up and come together, I see you, I know you, I behold you, and you're playing small, and I'm not going to let you do that. Today is one of those moments. Today we fly up to a new chapter of life, and with that comes excitement, possibility. What else does it come with? Fear. I'm not quite there yet. I'll let you know. She is eager. She is an eagle ready to fly. She said, "Take me to the top of the barn." It means courage. It means risk. It means strength. And most of all, it means honoring the divine urge within you. That little voice between your ears, that little voice in your heart and in your soul that says, "More, more. You are divine love and the world needs you." That which you were born for is calling for expression. We read it in the Gospel of Thomas. Many people tried to put the Gospel of Thomas off to the side and said, "Oh, it doesn't fit the narrative." We're bringing it in because it does fit our narrative. Let's read it together. "Bring forth that which is within you, and it will give you life. Do not bring it forth, and it will destroy you." When you come to know yourselves, then you will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of God. So for too long, people have put the responsibility on somebody else to be the ego. Put the responsibility on somebody else for the healing, for the saving, if you will. This is a moment. Graduation is a moment of healing, a moment of saving ourselves. And then raising the vibration in the chicken coop for all the other chickens to climb as high as you possibly can. And what does that mean? It means you're going to probably fail. Anybody here fail besides me? You know, I find that my growth is directly attached to how willing I am to be a fool. How willing I am to have people look at me when I've screwed up, when I've said the wrong thing or done the wrong thing, but I tried something new and then I got back up. Every day I'm asking you to climb. People are going to criticize you. Life is always moving in the direction of your highest and best, and we're either cooperating with life or we're not. Yes? That's graduation, when we cooperate. When we try new things, meet new people, challenge, go take harder classes, make bigger decisions, love more deeply, and love when nobody else can see it. When nobody else has found the capability to love, you get to lead the way. And maybe three or four chickens will follow you to the top of the mountain, and you'll soar. But where three or four chickens are gathered in the name of power and strength and possibility and growing and learning, there I am in the midst of them. Yes? Next two quotes. Don't take my word for it. Take Winston Churchill's word for it. Let's read it together. Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Keep your chin up. Dust yourself off and start all over again. Enthusiasm, the root word of enthusiasm is entheos, which means of God. It is the very essence of love, by whatever name you want to call it. I'm going to call it God calling you to the mountaintop. That's graduation. You listening to that still small voice and freeing yourself of the good or bad opinion of anybody. To stop renting out your mind and your heart and your life to anybody's limited thinking. But to answer the call of the still small voice, Dale Carnegie knew it. Let's read it together. Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success.